This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
Two short segments left, well, one short, one long with Ellen Keys, and then we're going to have Gerald Celente take over, and then the War Room with Ellen Shorter comes up. And the good news is the traffic to the sites is off the charts, but we've got some problems with internet outages. People can still get the audio feed at InfoWars.com. So you got to spread those links down more than ever because people are really hungry for the truth. And I'm going to go to a few phone calls here with Alan Keith, but just briefly, Alan, isn't it good news that people are refusing to not go to the beach in all over California and that people are refusing to stay in their houses all over the place and know that this is a bunch of hyped up bull and they're saying no to the fear?
I think it's good news. Two things are good news. First, that we had the discipline to say yes when we thought it was for a good cause. And second, that we have the common sense to say no when it more and more looks like a contrived cause of our own demise. I think these are two good aspects of the American people. We're good people, but we're not stupid.
Well, that's right. And folks are really understanding. I mean, you quantified it so well at the start of the interview. And we're going to post this interview for people that weren't able to watch it on the streams right after the show to InfoWars.com. Very, very powerful. Okay, let's go to Trish in Virginia. Trish, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you, Mr. Keys. I appreciate you taking my call. I don't know how we can get this illustration to the world that this fifth column is doing the same thing now that they did on 9/11 by using fear and terror to usher in another attack on our liberty and to cover for their crimes. They're covering for Fauci poisoning the world, for Big Pharma destroying a generation of people through their vaccines, for the tainted blood supply in the world. They're going to use it to take control of the global health of the people through terror, just like they did on 9/11. The people who saw through it after 9/11, all the books that were written, all the studies that were done, we know it was perpetrated to us how the world suffered terribly. Now we have a scientist out there, Judy Mikovits. We've got JFK Jr. sounding the alarm of what this medical tyranny is and why it's happening, why they're using this biological weapon as a cover for their crimes. The biological weapon, as horrible as it is small in comparison to what they're hiding. It's just like 9/11. As horrible as 9/11 was, those towers came down, those people were murdered. They were covering for a much larger crime. The same thing is happening. How do we tell people?
Well, we're trying. That's why they censor everybody off the internet. That we have our own systems. We spread the word, man. You made great points. Alan Keyes, thank you, Trish.
Well, I think that's a very good point, but what we have to do is spread the word, but we also have to spread the good news. And the good news is that we have the wherewithal to look for alternatives to the setup. We're being set up to go down the vaccine road, which will put us under permanent tyranny. Instead, we can encourage the American approach. And the American approach is exemplified, as you said, Alex, by the right to try. It's the right for people to come up with things like, let's wash our hands before we do surgery and not be sent to an insane asylum and declared crazy. It's the right of people to look at what's going on with vitamins and with other things and with the water purifiers that are going into our water. Look at them and say, wait a minute, these kill viruses across the board. We wouldn't have to wait for a vaccine. Why aren't we researching the efficacy of therapies that would use these kinds of things, separately or in combination, to fight the effects of viruses while coming to a better understanding of how they actually work to attack the body, which I think needs to be done. I think the biggest mistake was to put epidemiologists in charge of this whole effort. They're part of
the very
effort.
Ones that transferred and up their eyeballs with China, and it's all
well,
coming out.
It's like putting logistics experts in charge of your strategy in war. They're good at figuring out how to evacuate your cities if you want to.
Hold on just a second. We'll be right back.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love.
All right, I want to jam in a lot of calls here in this final segment. Just bam, 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 quick comments. And I appreciate everybody calling in. Alan Keyes is on fire, former ambassador to the UN under Ronald Reagan. Finish your story about putting people that are into logistics in charge of a war. You don't need that. You need people in charge of a war that are ready to win.
Logistics people are good at moving things from one place to another and at stopping and helping people to spread out if you want to get them away from the enemy and so forth and so on. That's all well and good, but you don't beat the enemy that way. You beat the enemy by finding the people who can win that naval battle, win that aerial combat, take that hill, and do the things that are necessary to defeat the enemy where the fight is taking place. Those would be the kind of researchers who look at the evidence available, see what appears to be working best, no matter what the source of that data, and then systematically pursue a result that makes use of that knowledge in order to apply it to the battle at hand.
And that's why George Washington was so angry, because you had to get a British lord to agree for you to do anything different in business, whether it was agriculture, medicine, architecture. And so America was founded about getting away from the guilds controlling what you could do. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. You're on the air, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Alex. Certainly, the only thing we should fear right now are fearmongers. Look, a vaccine does not cure an invasion of a virus. A vaccine prevents it. So anything that cures someone that has an infection is a medicine, not a vaccine. So that's why it's important to differentiate between
therapeutics from vaccines.
Thank you. Yeah, the vaccine model operates on the basis that you're healthy. So when I'm healthy, I take a vaccine to prevent infection. When I have an infection, I should not be taking a vaccine. So Mr. Gates and all of these fearmongers go by the wayside because it's illogical. We should be.
Well, that's right. Up until about 2 years ago, all vaccine inserts said if you're sick or pregnant, don't take a vaccine because everybody knows it can kill your ass. And now they're saying if you're sick, take one. Go ahead.
Well, see, I think you're exactly right, but that emphasis means that they don't want you to look at the therapies that will keep you alive. They want you to wait for something that, in the meantime, a lot of people are going to die. And why aren't people focusing on this? If you want to keep people alive, you talk to the people who are working at the front lines, like the guy in New York who analyzed the problem and said, wait a minute, these people aren't dying because they can't breathe. They're dying from hypoxia. It's like high altitude sickness. We need to find a way to help them oxygenate.
And then they try to suppress that guy. They're trying to suppress the real Dr.
Well,
Carlos.
They're trying to suppress all positive approaches. Why?
Because they don't want hope.
They
don't
want the fear.
That's right. Carlos, final comment?
Yes, of course. I have friends that are black and they live in the United States. And I simply sent an email to them showing them that the vast majority of people that are black are vitamin D deficient. And when they received it, they thanked me very much because the statistics.
Oh, yeah, that's why there's a higher statistic of blacks dying from this COVID-19, which they'll tell you if you don't have vitamin D3 or you don't have zinc, that's how it gets in the cells.
Let's save some lives.
one of the things I've thought about, a lot of black folks in the cities, in New York and other places where you have the big tall buildings, they actually live in canyons where they're not going to get the kind of exposure to sunlight that they need, just as an example. And so the idea that you encourage them to shelter in place instead of getting out where they can get some sunshine doesn't make any sense.
By the way, the president had scientists out there saying that. You need sunlight. They're like, no, he's wrong. You don't need it. Thank you, Carlos. Great points. God bless. We talked to you for 10 hours. Michael in Colorado, you're on the air with Alan Keyes. Powerful broadcast today.
Thanks for taking my call. So as far as the treatment for the COVID, you know, people that are already having issues with it, if oxygen is you know, one of the key factors, why wouldn't a hyperbaric treatment work as an alternative to any kind of vaccine or as a treatment to it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they have all these mainline scientists. Cedar Sinai isn't allowed to say something that's working. Only Bill Gates.
Yeah. No, I think that's the problem right now. And Donald Trump could take that in hand. He doesn't have to pick any winners. He simply
By the way,
why
does he attack Bill Gates?
Situation.
Bill Gates' surrogates are the ones all attacking Trump. Trump should take it to Bill Gates.
He has the ability to call to himself people who are taking a different approach, just like Jefferson called on Lewis to come in and figure out what he wanted to do to so that you could get to know the lay of the land in the Louisiana Purchase. He doesn't have to ask permission to gather information. And so he can put together a task force to gather information about what is working based on palpable experience.
And they're trying to literally make that illegal. I can tell you about that off air, but they are literally trying to make even reading news on air illegal.
But they can't make, wait a minute, they can't make anything that the president does prima facie illegal. Do you know why?
No, I'm talking about
because
people
the
out
president,
the
president has the ability to do things for the country's benefit, especially in an emergency situation.
No, I've got that. I'm talking about
he can
us.
Even tell you to do things that formally break the law because he has the pardoning power. He may have to stand the heat from the Congress if he does something that's not warranted. But if he's doing what helps and he proves it,
sure, you're talking about
then all he's
going
to do is win the next election.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm saying the citizens are being persecuted that even talk about stuff. Michael, thank you. We're almost out of time here. Greg in Alaska, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First thing I want to tell you is that all the video feeds are out.
I know that. Yes, sir.
The show.
Might be the end of the show. Who knows? How?
My friend in Louisiana says they're out, and I see that as a big move. But I do have a question, but real quick, I wanted to say I figured out the best way to boost your immune system using the InfoWars product. And I made a video series about it because you always say take action. And if you want the producers to check it out, you can see that that's the best way. But I found a free way as well. And that's just sitting in cold water. And I'd suggest that you guys all try this yourself. This is an ancient form of training. And so I've been doing it myself, sitting out in the cold water an hour a day. This is free, natural. You go to the natural system, boost your immune system. You'll never be susceptible to any of these.
All right, Greg, I appreciate your call, and I can tell you must not be listening because I've been bitching and complaining about the feeds being out all day, but God bless you. Tina, last caller we have time with Alan Keyes. Go ahead from South Carolina.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you both for taking my call. Look, we've been getting vaccines from the 60s, mandatory, and then the flu vaccines. How do we know that they haven't given us all these viruses like AIDS? In these vaccines, because it's almost impossible to get bitten by a monkey and catch AIDS, or get bitten by a bat.
Well, ma'am, we know about secret testing by Big Pharma that gets people into government, that uses the government liability shield to carry out secret testing. So I don't have to rattle it off to you, but Tuskegee, the list goes on and on. You want to comment on that, Ambassador Keyes?
Well, I think we're in a situation now where we don't have to kind of wait on their vaccines. We know that some of them have been harmful and have caused more problems than they solve. But I say that the president has the initiative. He can start not only encouraging people to look for and look at these things. He could gather a team of people right under his rubric there in the White House. Lewis and Clark, he invited Lewis to stay in the White House for several weeks, Jefferson did, while they were thinking all of these things through, got to know him really well. The president has a personal leeway in order to do his job with proper information.
Absolutely. Ambassador Keys, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate you. Look forward to having you on again very, very soon. And thank you to the last caller. Thank you, sir. Very, very powerful, and especially the first segment with him. And I know we're on satellites, we're on a lot of radio stations, TV stations, but we're getting flooded with hundreds of calls into the office. Emails are flooding in saying, where are the video streams? And I've been asking that question. We've got some backup systems we're firing up. The archive videos are at band.video. All the different archive videos of David Knight this morning, right back through the last couple of years, are there. We were taken off YouTube, taken off Facebook, taken off Twitter. But you can go find all those. It's the live streams that are down. And we're working to get those back up for you. But, I mean, we could get SWAT teamed any minute, my head blown off, and it won't be a show anymore then. I mean, that's where this country's going, and people don't get pissed and wake up and take action. There probably is a fifth column, you know, up in one of these big companies doing it. They admit they do it. This is the sabotage. They're shutting everyone that's pro-America down. The country is under attack.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Solente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And that's that cover they just showed of our Trends Journal. Dumb enough to believe Bush's wars, and dumb enough to believe the COVID wars. And we did that last week, and just 2 days ago, this came out. George W. Bush, we are not partisan combatants in fight against coronavirus. Bush's comments come as Democratic governors clash with Republican President Donald Trump on the White House coronavirus response. They're quoting this moron, this murderous lowlife, and when you look at it, this great artwork by Anthony Frieda, you got George W. Bush looking like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine, the stupid little freak that he is. Quote, let us remember how small our differences are in the face of this shared threat, Bush said. In the final analysis, we are not partisan combatants. We are human beings, equally vulnerable and equally wonderful in the sight of God, which rise or fall together. Human beings, man, you're the farthest thing from a human being. Again, Frieda nailed it. You are a lousy, freaking, murderous criminal. And when you talk about we're equally vulnerable and equally wonderful in the sight of God, your God is Satan. You're a murderer. You're a low-life murdering piece of garbage that should be brought up on a war crime tribunal for lying us into war with all the rest of the low-lives around you. That little arrogant nobody boy, Donald Rumsfeld. Yeah, mission accomplished. Just like these stupid politicians take you to war with no exit strategy, they've taken us to the COVID war. So now, what's going on? Well, it's very simple. George W. Bush and all the low lives around him, the penis Cheneys, because I don't want to get, you know, banned from Alex Jones' show for calling him a Dick Cheney, because that's all he is a little Dick Cheney. Another boy that if you called him out man to man, he wouldn't know whether to, I can't say the words, this or that, when you call him out. And how about that Wolfowitz? And I can't put the right word in there, but it starts with an S. Look at these little low-life pieces of crap. And you know what today is? Today is the 50th anniversary of Kent State Massacre, Vietnam War. I was in college, you know, and I got to tell you, I was too stupid to be against the war. I believed the BS. I did go to college to beat the draft. I admit it. And it wasn't because I was against the war. I couldn't imagine myself. I'm watching all these pictures, guys walking up to water this deep with guns over their head.
all this weight on their back and getting shot at. So I said, I can't do that. I voted for Richard Nixon. I mention this because, as Alex Jones was talking earlier in the commercial there, about how the media got us into this war, COVID war. And I detail this in the Trends Journal as it happened, our January 28th issue, 106 die in China, and our line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this for? So, last week, April 28th, a week ago Tuesday, U.S. coronavirus cases surpassed 1 million and death toll is greater than U.S. losses in Vietnam. That's from the Cartoon News Network. You know, the home of little boys of nothing, like little baby Anderson Cooper. Yeah, Gloria Vanderbilt's little boy. Another guy born on third base and thought he had a home run. An arrogant little nobody. Hey, remember when he got beat up in the Arab Spring in Egypt and they rushed him home? Oh, somebody pushed me away. And how about that other boy? Yeah, that little Chrissy Cuomo. Another boy born on third base, thought he had a home run. Oh, I'm sick. I tripped my toe. I got coronavirus. How come you didn't die? The reason he didn't die is because coronavirus, diabetes, lung, and heart disease, common in U.S. coronavirus patients. But that's only according to the Centers for Disease Control. Round zero, the fifth of all coronic deaths have been in nursing homes. One after another. Going back to Vietnam and talking about the lowlives, I mentioned this lowlife Cuomo planes.
I'm going to die.
And CNN comparing the COVID to Vietnam. That is disgustingly sick. The United States killed over 3 million people in Vietnam. They Agent Oranged Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, poisoned millions more. Couldn't eat the seafood, the food. The morons, the imbeciles. Yeah, we'll get rid of all the crops over there. They'll have no trees, nothing to eat, and we'll be able to bomb them. That's what CNN is comparing this to. They're forgetting the 300,000 U.S. young guys like I was that went over there and came back seriously wounded. And the other ones suffering from illnesses, post-traumatic stress syndrome, murdering innocent people. That's CNN. Oh, and those little low-life pieces of garbage prostitutes who get paid to put out. They forgot to mention the Gulf of Tonkin incident was another lie. Just like the George W. Bush lie. It never happened the way they said it did. That's CNN. That's how they're selling this COVID war. And guess what? Just as the people were dumb enough, and I was one of them, to buy the Vietnam War, just like the people were dumb enough to buy George W. Bush's war, they're dumb enough to be buying the COVID war. I see people driving with their windows up and masks on. Grow up. I can't use the word I'd like to use. Children of all ages. We'll be right back.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being back on The Alex Jones Show. Listen, everybody. Now hear this. To keep our freedom alive and it's dying quick, we have to band together. You have to put your money where your heart is. And you have to stand up and fight. And one of the ways you do it is by supporting InfoWars. And they got some great sales going on. Their current sales and specials. And they're excited to bring you a brand new set of sales to help you save on your favorite products. And these sales include Ultimate Krill Oil 50% off. And it's back in stock. Survival Shield X2 50% off. Back in stock. Alexapure Breeze, $100 off retail. Super Male Vitality, 35% off. That's one of my favorites. Emmerich's Essential Hand Sanitizer Combo, 50% off. InfoWars Live Protein Bars, 40% off. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off. One after another. Turbo Force, Storable Foods. Oh, and that's really important. The Storable Foods are now available for you to order. And this is the future. There is going to be more and more lockdowns, more and more robbing us of our rights. They came out with this new term. They call it the new normal. Who are you talking to? Don't tell me what normal is. This is your new abnormal. And the abnormal that they're pushing on us is state powers over our rights. I heard Judge Napolitano on Fox. And he's a good friend of mine. He comes down to comes up to Kingston to visit a couple of times a year. And we used to go to this great French restaurant, La Cana. And he said, if I go into a store and the owner of the store says to put on a mask, it's his store, and I'll do what he says. But for these governors to be making up these laws saying you have to do this, and then the legislature is passing them, this is unconstitutional. They're robbing us of our rights. In order to keep our freedom alive, that's what I'm mentioning, to support InfoWars. Because they want to close us down. They'll do anything they can to stop the truth, as you well know. Ban Facebook, banning people saying to go out and protest. One after another, you know it. Now they're coming out with all this stuff. They're going to be watching everything that we do. With our temperatures, where we are. If we don't fight for freedom, as I said, we're going to die in war. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And also, I want to thank all of you that tuned into our webinar last Thursday. We sold out. And thank you so much. And again, we have the magazine, the Trends Journal. And if you want to support the truth in trends, and we're unrelenting in bringing you the truth, consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. It's only like, you know, $10 a month. So it's very affordable, a couple of pennies a day. So going on to what's going on. Again, who is dying from the COVID disease? AP, Associated Press, keeps putting out these stories. And in the stories, they mention, this is from last week, but it keeps going on, with staff wearing masks, checking customers' temperatures, and using disposable paper placemats, some of the nation's restaurants reopen, blah, 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 blah. And then they go in right down near the end in the story. You see, I printed it out, the yellow. I underline salient points of stories. That's what I do. I underline as I read. That makes me helps me remember. They say at the end of the story, for most people, the coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms. For some, it could cause severe illness, such as pneumonia or even death. All right? For most people, diabetes, lung, and heart disease, common in U.S. coronavirus patients, Centers for Disease Control, World Health Organization, saying the same thing on a different level. Most of the people that are dying are from nursing homes. The facts are all there. also ignored in the mainstream. This is from the Trends Journal going out tomorrow. As fact, by is on 23 April, the European Regional Director of the World Health Organization, Dr. Hans Klug, revealed that over half of COVID deaths in Europe have taken place in nursing homes and long care facilities. Facts also clearly show that children and young demographics are less vulnerable to COVID-19. According to CDC data, in U.S., only 1.7% of nearly 150,000 infections were found in people under 18 years of age. The people that are dying are, again, the elderly, obese, of which 42% of Americans are, people suffering from heart disease, pulmonary conditions, and other chronic illnesses. Do you shut down an entire world for that? The reason they have a higher death rate, for example, in Italy, the Lombard region, Lombardy, where most of them died, is very polluted. And Italy has been in a recession climate. They haven't recovered from the 2008 panic. So you have a lot of people living with their parents. And it's the elderly that are ill that are dying. But yet they're spreading fear among all of us. And now they've come out with a new normal. This is abnormal. It's the new abnormal. Welcome to it. Wearing masks. Stories on how in the airlines they're going to force you. Who should wear masks on planes? Airlines are telling everyone. Boy, it's going to be fun to fly. It already stinks because they fill you up when you go on board now, unlike when I was a young guy, it was fun to fly. How are you going to drink with a mask on? How are you going to eat with a mask on? Oh, you can take it off to eat and drink. And what are you making me wear this stuff for? They're making this crap up. Social distancing. In Europe, it's 1 meter. Little over 3 feet. Hey, I'm the governor. I say 6 feet, all right? Hey, wait a minute. I'm enjoyment. I'm going to say 4.5 feet. They're making this crap up. And they're destroying our lives and love and joy and beauty. Oh, I better not smile. They may arrest me. Look at those tough cops arresting people for not social distancing. Like that clown boy in New York. And he wasn't wearing a mask. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Great being on The Alex Jones Show. I want to thank all his staff and everybody on InfoWars that makes this happen. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWars stores and buy what you can, because it's better buying it there than anywhere else. Me, I won't go to the stores anymore. I have friends go do it for me. I'm not going to put on a mask and go stand. They're making this stuff up. You're putting these lines up, and then they got these plastic shields. Yeah, but it's open on the side over there. They've destroyed life. The new abnormal. Macy's prepares to reopen 68 stores. And they go on. We don't know how consumers will respond, their CEO said. And the shopping experience will be drastically altered. You ready? At Macy's, beauty departments will offer, quote, no-touch consultants and demonstrations with the option to test products on a paper diagram of a face. Customers will be required to use hand sanitizers before trying on fine jewelry and watches. How about they try on crappy jewelry? Anyway, The cases will be cleaned regularly. Only a handful of fitting rooms will be open at a given time. It will be sanitized frequently, and employees will hold items that have been tried on for 24 hours before putting them back on the sales floor. Okay. What difference does it make if it's 24 hours or 48 hours? And what if it's wool? What if it's cashmere? What if it's synthetic? Does the coronavirus hang on to it longer? This is the new abnormal, and people are buying into it. This is a grade B movie that's come true. We got pathological, lying sociopaths running and ruining our lives. You listen to the moronic comments from them. They got that one over there in Chicago. Where did I do it over here? Lighthead, Lightfoot, Light something. No lights on. Where is she? She's talking about they're breaking up these things. People are having parties. Can you imagine that? How dare you have a party? You're not allowed to have a party. So we're breaking it up. And she makes these stupid statements that only a politician would make. Where did I do it? And people believe them. Anyway, not allowed to have parties, not allowed to have good times. Oh, U.S. marriage rate plunges to lowest level on record. Oh, that happened before the coronavirus broke out. And now how are you going to meet somebody with a mask on? Who's behind the mask? It's a freak show. Again, they're pumping George W. Bush. That shows you how low they can go. So, what else do we have here? France, to extend state of health emergency imposed to fight the coronavirus pandemic for 2 months until July 24th. There's not going to be a bounce back here. And this is going to be the greatest depression. You're already seeing it. Story like this. Restaurants suffer twice. First layoffs, now thieves. All around the area, people are breaking into restaurants. They're vacant. They're stealing the booze and anything else they could take. And this is from the top down. For Disney, a stricken empire, was once a prospering kingdom, the envy of all the land, but in crept an invisible menace. This is a story off, I think it was AP. It could be the storyline for the classic Disney movie. Instead, Disney is living it, and happily ever after is nowhere in sight. And it's well written. This is a tragedy of proportions unimagined. And what this is a test to see how hard and how fast they could lock us down. You just saw it. As I mentioned, it was the media that pumped this up. I talked about the Cartoon News Network over there and how they disgraced the Vietnamese people and the veterans by comparing the COVID deaths to that war. It went on for, 10 years? And this is from our Trends Journal last week. In the 21 April Trends Journal, 2 weeks ago, we reported how Jeff Zucker, chairman of CNN, seized upon the coronavirus to pump up the cable network's failing ratings. And this is a story from Wall Street Journal. Ratings saw ads vanish at CNN. Pandemic coverage boosts viewership. Quote is from CNN, from Wall Street Journal. On a recent conference call, CNN chief executive Jeff Zucker urged editors and producers at the networks not to shift focus from coronavirus news updates despite weeks of wall-to-wall coverage of the pandemic. You need to stay on the news, Mr. Zucker said, according to a person who listened. Quote, people are coming to CNN for the news right now. So they were right. His hunch was right. According to Nielsen, total viewership in primetime averaged 2.2 million viewers in the first week of April, more than doubling viewership in the fourth quarter of 2019. How low can you go? I love these suckers. Zucker, Zuckerberg. I'd like to put an F in front of all of them because that's what they are. Jeff can get rid of that Z and put in an F because that's what you are, you low-life piece of crap. They call this journalism. This is propaganda. And to do anything to boost ratings. And I mentioned the Vietnam War. Fairness and accuracy in reporting. There's a story about 30 years ago on the lies of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And how the media lied us into the war. Just like they continue to do. Yeah. Remember the toilet paper record? The Iraq War? Sure you do. One after another. It's up to you to keep us free and alive. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. Do you can to support InfoWars. Get in the best shape you can. They got fresh products there. Build up your immune system. Does anybody talk about that? I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in complementary integrative medicine. And the first book I worked on was Natural Healing back in the mid-80s when people weren't even talking about this stuff. So do what you can to support InfoWars. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more people we have, the more we can do. And there's no other magazine like it. Money back guaranteed. Say right back, Salenti, you're full of baloney. Give me back my money. Okay. I'll double it. Because there's no magazine like it. No, I'm not going to double it. Just give me back what you paid for. But seriously, do what you can to keep the truth alive. Because if we don't, they're going to take us to war. They're sick. By the deeds you shall know them. They're the ones that should be quarantined. All the sick politicians, mentally deranged, spreading their mental disease throughout the globe. They need to be vaccinated and incarcerated. So thanks for tuning in. This is Gerald Celente. See you next week.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.